Welcome once again to The Business Side, our weekly spotlight on economic issues in the Commonwealth. I'm Alan Lytle. We're heading into the fourth season of Kentucky's Industrial Hemp Pilot Project, with seeds about to go into the ground. And my guest today recently penned a column titled Hemp Hits a Crossroads. David Nichols is the managing editor of Business Lexington. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Very well. So define what you mean by at a crossroads.
They're going into their fourth season of planting hemp for research programs in the state. And Kentucky is generally considered at the forefront of trying to revive industrial hemp as a commodity. But if you talk to leaders and farmers and the processors, you find that there's a lot of optimism and a lot of ambition, but there's also increasingly a number of challenges that still lie ahead in really reviving this industry. And that's in the legal realm, the commercial realm, and just technologically.
What contributes most to that feeling?
Well, I think, the optimism comes around this issue from a lot of different angles. One of it is just historically, the state has a long history with hemp. It's been grown here since the 1770s. There was a pretty thriving industry before the Civil War, and there have been efforts to revive it, notably around World War II. So hemp's been grown here. If you talk to current Ag Commissioner Ryan Quarles, his family grew hemp. And so there's a lot of people here who think that it's, a part of the culture. And also, when you look at the fortunes of tobacco, which has been on a decline for many years, a lot of people are searching for something that can take the place of that. So we had enacting legislation in 2013, and that was pushed by former state ag commissioner and current state rep, James Comer. And then in 2014, you had the U.S. Farm Bill, which allowed states to pursue these sort of research programs. There's a new law that was just signed by Governor Matt Bevin at the end of March that replaces and rewrites the hemp program, but most of it's pretty technical and trying to align it with any future changes at the federal level. The push to revive this has gone on since at least the mid-90s, but it's really taken off since they've been hitting the fields. Now the question comes up sometimes, with full recreational and medical marijuana being allowed in more and more states, including places like California, which are economies unto themselves. The obvious question is whether farmers and others in the state are missing out on that part of the equation, but you really don't hear too much of a push that way. I think most people here choose to make sort of a virtue out of the political reality and, point to what they're doing with the industrial hemp. But they also point to just the uncertainty around even medical marijuana. There's conflicting laws, and you have with the President Trump's new U.S. Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, made several comments negative about that. The leaders in this state feel that they've made the right choice in trying to move just the industrial hemp forward.
Now, when you talked to Commissioner Quarles, did you get the idea or the opinion that things are moving farther along than anticipated, or that we're getting kind of slowed down right now?
I think there's just general optimism behind what's happening. I don't get the feeling that anyone feels that it's slowing down. There's obstacles, including just technologically, which is one of the more interesting aspects. The University of Kentucky has an expanded role in the testing, which has to be done because there are requirements to keep it, hopefully keep it out of the marijuana regimes. But also just planting, harvesting, and processing presents a lot of challenges. You simply can't take, tobacco planting equipment and just use it for hemp. And a century or so of neglect has the industry catching up. If you go to farms or research facilities right now, you're going to see a lot of trial and error and a lot of kind of jury-rigged farm equipment that they're, trying out. And the plant is so varied depending on what you're trying to grow it for. the hemp that you grow for fiber is very different than the hemp you're trying to grow for seeds. And we talked with Andy Graves, who's the CEO of Atella Holdings, which is a major processor out of Winchester. And he told us that the fiber processing equipment in particular is a real challenge. He said that the equipment required for that has to be so tough that it's first cousin to rock crushing equipment.
Interesting. Okay, so where do we go from here? We're going into the fourth planting season. What main things are they going to be looking at to keeping this initiative on the right track?
I think that they just want to keep testing. I mean, a lot of this really is a research pilot, and that's what's happening out in the fields. They're trying different strains of seeds. They're trying different ways of tending the fields. And when the harvest comes in, they're trying different ways of processing. Commissioner Quarles told me that they get inquiries from outside every week looking for ways to get in, and you know, from outsiders looking to invest in this industry as it develops. I think the main issues at this point is the federal level and trying to get this industry just separated completely from marijuana. And it has bipartisan support at the state level. There was some resistance in 2013 when the enacting legislation was put through, but since then you don't hear very much. And you've got support from Senators McConnell and Rand, and Representative Comer is pushing for changes, and I think that's really where the action goes next.
Has anybody ever run the numbers in terms of a potential, you know, boon for the state economy if this gets up and running the way the tobacco industry once was in Kentucky?
You know, that's a hard thing for anyone to say exactly what will happen. But Quarles, in talking about the way that they're approaching this, he said that it's basically the same approach that the state took on soybean. He said 40 years ago that soybeans were an experimental crop at Kentucky, and now it's a $1 billion a year business for the state. So, you know, that's the kind of things you hear, but the actual numbers and what it could be really depends on industry and their acceptance of it, and you know, whether some big processors move in. But I think this, you're talking several years from now.
Well, that is all the time that we have for today on the business side. Our guest has been David Nichols, managing editor of Business Lexington. Have a great week ahead.
You as well, Alan. Thanks for having me.